Well, one of the things that I think that you do, and is something that the McMahon Ryan Child Advocacy Center is doing well in Syracuse, is you rev up your prevention efforts. This is just one side of it, but you rev up your prevention efforts. They served almost 16,000 kids yesterday, last year. They served almost 16,000 kids last year. I'm cleaning up the sentence for you for editing. They served almost 16,000 kids last year, and none of those were duplicates. You know, so to be in a situation where prevention is so instilled in these kids to a point where you can guarantee or hope that or know that kids will speak up in most instances if something's going on, I think will help. But the other portion of it is, which is very difficult, is that sometimes it is hard to spot. Because people like me have genuinely good intentions when it comes to inspiring kids and being connected with kids. Mr. Jackson acted the same way, that he just wanted to help, you know, future musicians and singers and all of that kind of stuff. So sometimes maybe it's really paying attention to nonverbals, how people look at kids, but predators are usually good at hiding their verbal indications that something's amiss, so to speak. So unfortunately, it's really predicated on children and speaking up. And I wasn't strong enough to, because of my background and not coming from a healthy background of love and what have you.